Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016 in the Crown Heads booth, one of my favorite places. John Huber, how you doing, man?
Robbie, always a pleasure to see you, man.
Always, always.
Took you long enough to get here, though. It's day three, and he just shows up now.
We usually come like right at
the beginning
of day one.
I know, usually back in the day, you were like the first guy there. I'm like, Robbie, what's up, man?
Yeah, no, we did. We came by the first. You're right by the entrance. We saw you. We came right by.
And you walked right by.
And it was busy like it is now.
It's busy, yeah. That's a good problem to have.
It is,
it's
absolutely.
All good things.
So, tell us about the new stuff, right?
The new stuff for the show. We have two new regular production brands. One is called Las Mareas, which we did the soft launch late last year. Mm-hmm. This is the first time all four sizes will be available. What's unique about Las Mareas is it's 100% Nicaraguan cigar for us, which is our first. Including the wrapper, binder, and filler are all grown on the farms owned by the Garcia family, my father's cigars. End of December 2014, I'm at my father working on some stuff, and Pepin shows me a hand of tobacco, and I asked him through a translator, you know, what is it? It's beautiful. He says, this is the original Cuban seed, Corojo 99, which historically is usually grown in Honduras. I said, where's this coming from? He's like, I'm growing it here, you know? And I'm growing it on a Namanhi farm, which is about 20 miles outside of Esteli. So I'm like, when's it ready? He's like, 6 months. I'm like, I'm in. I want to do something with it. So fast forward to now, and that became Las Mareas. That was the blend. The other new production is Le Carême, which is from Ernesto Perez Carrillo Tabacalera La Alianza in the Dominican Republic. Broadleaf wrapper, Sumatra binder, Nicaraguan fillers, four classic Cuban sizes, all box pressed, trunk pressed. And it's our first regular production cigar with Ernie since 2013. So it's been a while. So it was time. And our first time we're using broadleaf with Ernie on a regular production cigar. We did it on Angel's Anvil earlier this year, but that was just at the TAA.
Yeah.
So those are the two new brands. And then we have a sampler, La Cosa Nica Selección. We try to make it a little bit easier for everybody. So we consolidated the Jericho Hill sampler, the La Imperiosa sampler, phased those out. So now you get one sampler that features La Imperiosa, Las Mareas, and Jericho Hill. Two of each. So pretty simple.
Great. I'm looking forward to the... it's a crema?
Le?
Creme.
Creme.
Yeah. I always want to say crema. It's not
there
right.
There is. I think Espinosa is doing crema, but...
There's
no literal translation for creme. It's creme. Named after Marie Antoine Creme, the gentleman that was credited with popularizing the chocolate souffle, which I told you before we turned the camera on. That's what Ernie described the flavor profile. He's like, it's like chocolate, like smoking a chocolate souffle. So... it's a little obscure and abstract, but in these days and age, it's hard to come up with names, man.
Everything's
without,
taken, right?
Yeah, without somebody like already registering it 3 years ago and saying, hey, I registered that already. I'm like, okay, whatever.
So it's a cool name, and you say it's like smoking a
chocolate souffle.
That doesn't sound bad at all.
It's not. I'm really, really proud of the blend.
Awesome.
Really proud of the project. Both of the projects, actually. So
yeah,
we're excited, man.
And
it's been a good
everything
show.
Else, the Headley Grange, J.D. Howard, all that stuff's still bumping, right?
All that stuff's still bumping. It's still good. Even Four Kicks that came out, November of 11. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it'll be our five-year anniversary, technically, of shipping cigars.
And they're still...
still doing good, man. I still get emails from people saying that Four Kicks is the best cigar you ever did, and I'm like, it's nice, but it's like, what about all the other stuff, man? You know,
everybody has a favorite, right?
It's exactly right, and that's what we try to do is create unique flavor profiles within the portfolio to appeal to those different flavors.
Yeah,
you know, not everybody likes chocolate, not everybody likes Rocky Road. Some people like vanilla, some people like strawberry. So, I don't want to end up to be the Baskin Robbins 31 flavors of the cigar world, but there are. You know, if it makes sense within our portfolio, then we'll come out with it. You know, everything's pretty unique.
That's one of the things I love about your lines is you really do hit on a lot of different styles, a lot of different... There's no... I don't know what the term is that I'm looking for, but...
Monotony?
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly what it is. You guys are all over the map. You're doing all kinds of different things, so that's what I love.
That was kind of the whole idea behind Crowned Heads being, you know, the group, and then... you know, we didn't want to do the Crown Head cigar. We wanted to be able to do different albums that sounded differently, you know. And so that's how I look at all of our releases. You know, Four Kicks sounds and tastes differently than Headley Grange and on and on and on. So creating that umbrella company kind of gave us the latitude to create going forward. So kind of keeps it interesting. And so, yeah, man.
Awesome. John, appreciate it, man.
Dude, always.
Thanks for taking
appreciate
the time.
It. Say hi to my hometown for me.
Will do.
All right, man. Thank you.
The Giants need to start winning some baseball games, though.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, they're
It's all right. We're there. We're there. It's an even year. It's an even year. Yeah. Giants. Yeah. Go Giants.
It happens. Cheers. I see, you even got a black and orange sticker over
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have a black and orange sticker.
It happens.
Black
the hats, and orange, everything.
Las Calaveras.
Yep.
Hat.
Wear that every week.
Yep.
All right, guys. Thanks for checking out all the Cigar Federation coverage of IPCPR 2016.
Please. Cheers.